It's the most excitement for a new video game console in a long time. Nintendo Switch 2 is now out. At 8 years, people have been waiting for this new one to come out.
Yeah, I mean, the development of video games and video game systems, it's huge. It's a massive industry. I don't know how many times they've delayed Grand Theft Auto 6, but it feels like it's been over a decade, and yet people are still ready and waiting for it to come out.
I think next year. I think they just pushed it back again to next year. Yeah. But people were waiting in line for up to 2 months to get their hands on this. And I shouldn't laugh because it's messed up. And it's one of those things where I keep reading it on Reddit and on different websites. And I can't imagine that this is real news. It might be fake news. There's my warning right there. But it's saying that there is a store on Staten Island and a GameStop.
Okay.
And that they were stapling the receipts to the boxes to the first people that waited in line all night, the first 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
And when these people got home with the receipts stapled to the boxes, that for a portion of them, it punctured the screen where they were stapling them.
Can you imagine?
Can that be real? GameStop be real? Producer John, our old producer John, remember John? He used to work at GameStop. And when I heard that, I go, maybe a possibility. I told him in the hallway. Was it him?
Well, you think that at least one person from GameStop, from each location, is probably buying the console themselves, right? I mean, these are gamers. They live for this stuff. They love it. So, yeah, you'd think that they opened up the box and said, okay, this is where the fragile components are. But I guess maybe not.
When you get handed a receipt, how often do they staple it to the item?
Never.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, like a pharmacy or something like that, a bag where they have to physically close it and put the receipt on it. But other than that, really nowhere. If you're picking it up in person, never. Online shopping pickup, if they're doing it in bins or whatever, I guess more often, but something that expensive, don't ever put a stapler near it, as far as I'm concerned.
If this is real and these websites that I'm reading that are reporting it are right, then the question also is, doesn't Nintendo, when they package it, put all like the protective thing around it? The daughter has like one of the old Switches.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine that it just came loose in a box like right. Barbie. Right. Like,
with the screen facing right out in an area where it would be vulnerable. I mean, it's being shipped from the other side of the world. So yeah, that wouldn't make a whole lot of sense. On the other hand, you don't think like the clerk is going to be somebody that's just malicious and firing off. We got 300 of these things going out today. Well, get on it with the receipts already, would you? Boom, 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 boom.
I don't think so. Did you ever buy something, though, and when you got home and you opened it, it was damaged, and it's like the worst thing ever?
Yeah, I think that, you know, every time that you find yourself waiting for something is real bad. I once bought a grill, and it was an all stainless steel grill, and I put the whole thing together because, you know, it comes wrapped in that plastic and whatnot, and when I finally got the top on, it's like the last part peeled off that plastic, and there was a huge scratch right across the stainless.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, had to go back.
Uh-huh.
They built that one for me after, though. But it wasn't a Nintendo Switch. How do we know? They probably don't have any backups for these people.
One time I bought a table that I had to put together myself. I bought it at Walmart, and I had to prove to my husband that I could do it. I was a big girl.
Sure.
And then I didn't realize all the way to the end, I didn't count all the pieces, that it was missing a leg. It was missing a leg.
What did you do?
I returned it and I didn't tell him because he'd be like, well, wouldn't you count how many legs are on a table before? And I couldn't.
I gotta be real. I probably would have went and bought a new one, taken the leg out, and then taken the box back.
Smart. I should have thought of that.
Come that far.
Yeah. Megan, so you have an issue with this new guy you're dating?
Yeah, so I've been dating this guy for a couple of months. He's really funny. He's smart, interesting, but he is like, he's very cheap, like on a level that I've never experienced. One time we went out on a weekend trip and he like unplugged all of his appliances before we left. One time he made me walk like 2 miles when we went on like an extended date back to my car instead of calling me a car. It's not the worst thing ever, but it's definitely strange.
Wait a minute. I mean, a couple things here. Number one, he made you walk alone back to your car a couple miles to save a few bucks?
He walked with me.
Okay.
But I was in heels. I didn't want to do it.
Yeah. Oh, in heels. Forget that. I mean, come on. There's got to be a distance marker on this thing.
Yeah.
The unplugging the appliances. Some people believe that that's a thing.
Yeah.
Right? For a couple different reasons. So I don't know if that's a deal breaker for me, but it's certainly weird.
I think it's difficult when you date somebody that has a different sense of finances like mm-hmm. you do. And I think it's And I'm not talking about you like to spend money and he saves. Yeah, right.
It goes both ways.
I don't know if it's a deal breaker, though, in a relationship, because I just think of one couple I know, two. One is divorced now, where like he used to make her spreadsheets and used to write how much she was allowed to spend on each item at the grocery store.
Well, that's wild.
Well, right. And it's almost controlling in a lot of ways.
It very much feels like control to me.
Yeah. This is the couple that got divorced, Megan. I remember thinking at the time, I can't even imagine if my husband said you can't spend more than $3.29 for a gallon of milk or whatever it was on the spreadsheet.
You know, I mean, listen, an allocation is one thing, right? If you guys have shared finances and you're trying to figure out how it is that you're supposed to spend an allocation, and the grocery budget this week is this, that's not necessarily terrible. You're communicating. Somebody can do that. If you're saying, I know what milk costs and you can only spend this, that's terrible.
Well,
what's going on?
But the bigger question is, can you date somebody and be happy with somebody that's that frugal?
If you're frugal.
But she's not. Are you? Do you consider yourself to be a frugal person? Obviously not if you're calling us, right?
I mean, not really, but like sometimes I feel like he judges me if I order DoorDash, which I don't do all the time, but you know, every once in a while is a treat.
Yes.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a little judgy on DoorDash myself. You know, but I don't consider myself frugal or cheap in any way. Frankly, I'm a little bit irresponsible. Do you think that, I mean, does he share thoughts about dreams for the future, things he wants to do, things you guys might want to do together, a retirement home, traveling, anything like that? Does any of that stuff get mentioned?
Nothing super long term. He has talked about traveling a little bit, which is a good sign. I mean, we haven't been dating for that long.
Sure. Well, it takes millions. You want to retire nowadays and you want to be able to do the stuff you want. It takes millions. And some people, they think the only way they're going to get there is by turning off the lights in every room they walk out of. Or just, you know, using candles or whatever it is that they're going to do. It's not how I live. Maybe if I was somewhere in the middle, I'd be better off. But
well, maybe it's a...
If it's not you, how do you fit that? I don't know.
Right. It lends itself to a bigger question is if you find somebody that everything else about him you really enjoy. You like spending time with him. You think he's funny. You said all those things. He has a good job, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So do you break up with that guy? Do you break up with a guy... That's super, super frugal, right?
Or do you start a financial affair with yourself?
I don't know if that's the right answer either.
Mm.
We missed it. We got a call from a woman who started dating a new guy, really likes him, says everything about him is great, except for the fact that he's super frugal.
Mm. Doesn't know if she's going to be able to endure it.
Would you date somebody that you really liked, but they were cheap, like way cheap?
You know what? I honestly could probably. I probably could. I'm pretty frugal myself. But it just depends on what you're being cheap about, like clothes, shoes, maybe even a refurbished part for a vehicle. That I could understand that.
Okay.
But being cheap with food, oh, no, we're going to have a problem then.
Right. Okay. So you need a steak, but if your girlfriend's got a different colored door on her car because she got into a car accident and got the replacement from a junkyard, you're all right with that. But you got to have a good steak.
See, we can fix that problem, though,
right,
with the door.
I can paint the door.
That's,
right.
Yeah, that steak, we can't replace that steak once it's done, man.
Okay. you're ingesting.
I love a good meal. To me, that's worth a splurge more than, like when my husband talks about tools and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, who cares?
But he gets a gleam in his eye. He gets excited.
Yeah, but
right.
I would always spend my money on food.
But everybody has their own steak. Everybody has their reward system. In their mind, that's something that gives them gratification.
Right, but if you're dating a guy who doesn't seem to have anything and he's turning off the lights every time you turn around, that's a different story. So it depends on what they're frugal about. Okay, you've given us something to think about. Thank you.
Cassidy, how about you? Can you date somebody that's super cheap?
I guess within reason, the right person, probably try to make it work. As long as we can splurge every once in a while and do a nice thing, maybe on special occasions.
She's a negotiator. She's going to negotiate in this relationship. You know what my mother told me about negotiating when it comes to relationships?
What?
You could wait your entire life for somebody to change, and they seldom ever do. This is one of the big things they tell you when you get into a relationship. If you think you're going to fix somebody or change them, keep that in mind. You better have some real steadfast agreements.
All right. Lewis, how about you? What do you think? Would you date somebody who is super cheap?
You know, this is something that I never really understood, how women viewed it. As a guy, I always thought if somebody was frugal, it made a lot of sense. They were smart. They were probably saving for something, as long as they weren't just like Scrooge levels. But, you know, in this economy, I think it's downright genius. I say it is a plus, not a minus.
Do you consider yourself frugal?
Yes, I think reasonably so. I don't think I'm crazy. Again, not Scrooge. I save money. I'm trying not to eat out too much. I'm, you know, trying to do what I can. I think that that's just kind of necessary for having money later, for having things you really want to do, being able to do them.
But what you're saying sounds to me like a responsible financial person.
Yeah, but it also sounds like he's willing to do more.
Right, but
like he sees the other person who's frugal as being somebody who's more committed.
If you have a pair of socks with a hole in them, are you sewing the hole?
Who sews socks?
Raven!
Socks?
People, are you sewing the socks? Are you buying new socks? Or are you just letting them be with a little air conditioning on your tootsies?
Okay, so honestly, until it gets really bad, I'm probably leaving those holes open. But if somebody is wanting to fix those socks, like patches on the socks, you know, I'm all for it.
No,
I agree.
No, now we've gone too far.
I told you. Far. It's because you don't think like that.
Air conditioning is one thing, but fixing socks and putting patches on socks. Mm-hmm. Just
look, if they know how to sew, that's a skill that they've used, and that's going to save us money. I think that's brilliant.
Dakota came home from school last week.
Uh-huh.
4 days with holes in her pants.
Oh, you got to put the iron-on patches on, like back from the 80s and the 90s.
No, they go in the garbage.
No,
I buy them for $5 at Old Navy, and I do it on purpose. But 4 in 1 week is too many pants.
You're talking to a grown man about his socks. Different than a 6-year-old's pants. Mm-hmm. Different.
Pacers came back from a 15-point deficit to beat the Oklahoma City Thunder yesterday in the first round of the NBA Finals.
I mean, it's a big deal. It's unexpected. The Pacers look laser-focused right now.
Well, one of them is going to get fired. They're going to lose.
I don't think that either of these coaches would get fired, but it was shocking to see the Knicks go a different way.
Right. It's another round of Fired Friday. After the Knicks lost the conference finals, their head coach, Raven, say his name?
Tom Thibodeau.
He got fired. Yeah.
Fibs.
So how it works is you can call 1-800-330-9999. Tell us something that went terribly wrong at your job, and then we all guess together. Did you get fired? Chris.
All right. So it was my first day opening up the job. It was at a retail store in the mall, and I didn't know all of, you know, where to find things, and the air conditioning didn't go on the whole morning. In fact, I think it wasn't until the manager showed up around 2 or 3:30 when they found out that, hey, listen, the AC's not on. I guess they got a couple of complaints from, like, you know, customers or whatever not. And it was a very big deal.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't think you get fired on day one, though, right? I mean, I think they probably are like, listen, you got to notify somebody. People are in here sweating. Let people know. Well, the air conditioning goes down. That's never comfortable. But I don't know that I necessarily blame it on one individual.
I don't think there's anything you can do so terrible on your first day of work, with the exception of possibly lighting the place on fire,
mm-hmm.
that you get fired.
Don't lock it. If you didn't lock the place up at the end of the night, right? Like, that would be bad. But, I mean, even if you trigger the alarm going in or whatever, I feel like you're fine.
I'm going to say you didn't get fired.
Same.
All right, what happened?
No, I didn't get fired, but the way they reprimanded me, I felt so stupid. I felt very... I mean, I wish I was fired, because I felt so embarrassed.
I mean, if somebody's going to dress you down that bad over something like that, I'm probably going to quit the job anyways, especially my first day, you know?
Diana, Fired Friday. Tell us what happened at work. We're going to guess whether or not you got fired.
So at work, I was filling up the tank of gas in the van used to transport patients. And while doing so, one of the patients ran off.
Okay. All right. Hold on. So many questions. One, as the driver of the van, you said patients. Do you have like a medical degree, or are you just the transport?
I was going to say, is this one of these situations where they call people nowadays clients or patients, but they may be incarcerated or somebody that's under supervision? And if you say ran off, to me, that implies that somebody was under supervision, right? So are you supposed to be supervising them? Are they...
Yes. So I work in a group home. So, and one of my duties is to transport the patients. Like, we go on field trips and stuff like that. So, but I didn't realize that the doors in the back, they were able to just open them and get out. I thought that they locked from the inside. So apparently they didn't, or I hadn't pressed the right button for that to do so. And so one of them got out and took off.
Have you been trained on what to do in situations like this?
Panic, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Call the authorities, set up a grid search.
At that point, there was not a protocol I was aware of.
I mean, I guess because if you hadn't been trained, how were you supposed to know what to do? So I'm going to guess you did not get fired.
Yeah, some are wily. Right. Those patients, they can think on their own, so they go ahead and they can escape when they want to. They run away. I hate to use the word escape.
Think on their own.
It's terrible.
What?
Well, I mean, right? I mean, like, they can problem solve, right? If they want to get away from you, if nobody told you, hey, Robbie's a runner, you know, then you're not ready for it, right? So then you just think that you could trust Rob to sit in the back seat, but no. The second he sees a window, he's just going to go ahead and you know, open that door and run right through it or jump out a window and go.
All right.
So I'm going to say you didn't get fired.
So what happened?
Yep, I did not get fired. It was a warning, verbal warning, and I was given grace since, you know, I was still fairly new and I had not received proper instructions.
You know, I don't know. I mean, for me, written warning would have made more sense. I mean, I think there ought to be a record of that. If you're... Even if it's early on in the job, you know, I feel like there ought to be a record of the fact. Well, I'm glad everybody's fine. I hope Robbie made it back to the van.
Big week for getting fired. The NBA Finals are going on right now. Pacers take game one in the finals. They beat Oklahoma City.
1 point.
Yeah.
1 point loss again. That is the kind of stuff that could get you fired, Anna.
Well, right. And you know who did get fired? The Knicks head coach, after making it to the conference finals for the first time in 25 years.
The Pacers did the same thing to him.
Yep. Here's how it works. You share something that went terribly wrong at work, and then we guess, did it cost you your job or not? 1-800-330-9999. Michaela, fired Friday. What happened at work?
So one time when I was working in retail in the customer service department, there was a situation where this guy was he was in line getting ready to check out right across from me, like at another register. And I thought he was very attractive and he was looking at me and he was mouthing something, but I couldn't understand it. So I thought he was flirting. So I was blushing and I was trying to stay professional, but I was very intrigued. He was trying to get my attention to let me know that there was a guy that was going to try to steal the lady's purse and run out the door. And I was supposed to, you know, let my management know through a code over the, you know, the speakerphone. But I was so distracted by him that I was like, oh, I think he likes me. Before I know it, the other person grabbed the purse and runs out the door. And then he was like, I was trying to tell you that he was going to do that so you can let the management know. So by the time I had called the code for the management and AP to show up to the front, it was already too late. He was already gone. The lady was distraught. It was just a mess. And I was just, I felt so crazy.
I mean, I don't think you get fired for that. It's a misunderstanding. And like, what are you supposed to do? Read people's minds? You don't know what that guy's telling you.
I mean, but you're sitting there thinking he's making eyes at you instead of picking up on the fact that he's trying to tell you, psst, 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 this is going on. I mean, I don't know. On the one hand, I kind of like your innocent, like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. On the other hand, I'm kind of like, she's going to be a terrible partner at charades, and I am not here to date that.
All right, what happened?
Well, I ended up getting written up because I wasn't, you know, my P's and Q's paying attention, and I didn't react like I was supposed to. Whenever there's something like that, you're supposed to be more aware. You're supposed to be able to call the codes. And, you know, I just was, they was wondering, like, what was you doing? Were you in a daze? Were you not paying attention? So, they were a little irritated with me.
Mm. I don't blame you. I wouldn't know either. I would just assume everybody was flirting with me. That's what? Anthony, fired Friday. What happened at work?
So one of my jobs is in high school. I used to work on a food truck. Like I would clean the food truck at the end of the day when it would come back to the garage. So it was like cleaning out like the hot dog things and like all like where the food bins were. And one day he asked me to wash the exterior of the truck. So he filled up the soap, he filled up the bucket and everything, and he left. And instead of taking like a sponge or a rag, because the truck was absolutely filthy, I used the wire scrub on the exterior of the truck and I scratched the entire paint job.
Okay.
I'd fire you. I mean, 100%. You're fired.
How long have you been working there at that point?
For like 3 weeks.
Have you gotten in trouble before that?
No.
I think you get fired. Did you get fired?
I got fired.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd fire you.
It's like you're missing that common sense piece where I shouldn't use that on the outside of a truck.
Right. Like, I mean, like that's the whole problem here. It's, you know, like it. I can't believe, honestly, that there wasn't something that happened in the 3 weeks in the run up to it. If you were going to make that decision, were you overtired? What happened? I just don't understand.
I was just a dumb teenager.
I guess.
And,
so.
I didn't care.
Yeah. You were 100% distracted. Mm-hmm. Focused on whatever else it was. Who knows? Oh my gosh. Yeah, you're fired.
What is happening between President Trump and Elon Musk?
I mean, here's the thing, all right? I've never been so happy in my life that one of these individuals does not own fighter jets, because this is like third grade in the sandbox. Like, this is getting wild right now.
Trending is powered by 5-Hour Energy. Did you know that 5-Hour Energy can be ordered online? You can easily build your own custom 12 or 24 pack. Check it out today, 5hourenergy.com. Wild day yesterday.
Unbelievable day.
It was 1 week ago that President Trump was handing Elon Musk over a ceremonial gold key to the White House and thanking him for his service. And now it's like an episode of The Real Housewives. So Elon Musk does not like the big, beautiful bill that Trump's team is trying to get passed. He says it's going to bankrupt our country. Mm. And he suggested that any Republican that votes for it should be fired. And then
it's counterproductive to the work that he and Doge just did. That's what he's trying to say, too.
And then Elon liked a tweet suggesting that Trump should be impeached. And he said he would not have won the election without him. And then President Trump said,
I'm very disappointed in Elon. I've helped Elon a lot. Very disappointed because Elon knew the inner workings of this bill better than almost anybody sitting here. And he only developed the problem when he found out that we're going to have to cut the EV mandate.
Well, guess what?
That's a hurtful blow.
Right. Because
if that's true, then that's, you know, petty and personal and enriching. And if it's not true, then it's petty and personal and enriching.
And as owner of X, he's live tweeting in real time.
Right.
And Elon says it's not true. He never saw the bill. And then Trump threatened to cut billions in Elon Musk's business happenings with the government. And then Elon said that Trump was crazy.
And no more rides to space.
And that he would decommission the Dragon spaceship, which is currently the only way NASA can get to space. And as a side note, we have 7 astronauts currently at the space station.
Yeah, it's wild right now. Now, we could get a ride from Russia. But, I mean, this is crazy. And, like, I just got an update. Like, the markets are going to be in flux today. So it's one thing when two people have a petty argument. But, like, that's crazy.
So President Trump says that Elon has a case of Trump derangement syndrome. Not sure what it is. Here he explains.
I'll tell you, he's not the first. People leave my administration. They leave and they wake up in the morning and the glamour's gone. The whole world is different and they become hostile.
Now Elon is hostile, apparently.
He's just a sad little Elon. I mean, he's the richest person on the planet.
Well, then, you know, but it's funny because when you watch President Trump, he looks genuinely sad. And he said,
Elon and I had a great relationship. I don't know if we're well anymore. I was surprised.
Well, they have a call scheduled for today where it seems that they're going to make up. So
is that right?
Yeah. So that's kind of, I guess, crazy. We'll see what happens later on today. But this reminds me a lot of middle school, because one time I had an argument with Sherry.
Yep.
And Christine had to get in the middle and try to resolve it.
Yep.
And finally, after we used Total to three-way our call, everything was okay.
Total call,
right? Yeah. Remember, like three-way?
Yeah.
And now I guess that's what's going to happen today, and they're going to try to have everything be okay now. We'll see.
In case, you know, unless somebody gets impulsive and changes their mind, which is, you know, we've never seen that behavior from either of these individuals.
Wait, the best part was that Elon Musk then said the reason why the Epstein files have not been released is because Trump is named in them.
I mean, this is nuclear level stuff here.
It's a real fight.
This is crazy stuff.
Yep.
Wow.
Scratch it for the graduate. This is fun. We did this last week and we had so much fun. We want to do it again. Brag about your 2025 graduate, high school or college only. You can call 1-800-330-9999. We have these stack of scratch-off tickets. You brag, and then we scratch one off in your child's honor. Let's see. Georgina, tell us about your graduate.
Well, my daughter is graduating high school, and she's going to UConn. She did really well because she worked so hard, and she's an honor student the whole year. How hard she worked to deserve to be graduate high school and to go to school, the college she's going to.
All right, Georgina, we've got the stack of scratch-offs here. Who do you want to scratch your scratch-off, me, Anna, or Raven?
I want you, Anna.
Okay, great. Let's see. All right, we have Pharaoh's gold today. Went up to $10,000.
First thing first, let's go in with a positive attitude, all right? Last time we had a little bit of a hard go. This time we're going to get nothing but winners.
All right,
winners. Here we go. 10 grand. Let's go.
Our winning numbers are 16, 17, and 11.
Okay,
16, 17, and 11.
I like that.
16, 17, and 11. Okay. All right, bad news. We've won nothing there. But let's check the fast cash.
Reveal a prize.
Reveal a prize. Fast. Nope, that's a shooting star. And fast cash. No, that's a cup of coffee. Sorry, Georgina, but congratulations to you and your family.
Yes, Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Hi, Kim. Tell us about your graduate. Do you have somebody graduating from high school or college?
Yes, I do. I have two graduates. My daughter, Isabel, is graduating from Oneonta High School, and I also have my other daughter's boyfriend, who is a valedictorian at his school and is graduating this year.
Wow.
Oh, wait a minute. You have to tell the valedictorian to go to annonraven.com to sign up, because we're looking for valedictorians to go head-to-head against Raven and can't beat Raven, too.
Right. So he could win his own prize. Yeah. But right now, brag to us about your daughter. Please.
Yeah, tell us about Isabel.
All right, so Isabel is a theater kid. She's been performing since she was young, and she's just awesome. She's a rock star. She's also neurodiverse. She's a Girl Scout, and she did a Girl Scout Gold Award this year where she created a book nook for kids who are neurodiverse at the local children's museum.
I have to say,
so she's a rock star.
I'm learning a lot about the Girl Scouts now that my daughter is a brownie and she's moving up.
Great organization.
That gold status is huge. Yeah. That is difficult to get. Congratulations.
You know, and I'll tell you something. We're both jealous because we both feel like we kind of should have been theater kids.
Yeah, my daughter's a theater kid, too. They're so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Kim, who's it going to be? Yeah. Me or Raven scratching for you?
Yeah, 10 grand on the line here now, Kim.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, Anna, you scratch for us. Girl power.
All right, Raven made it sound really, it's like a $10,000, $2 scratch off.
Listen, you can win $10,000. Here we go.
Let's see. Here's your winning numbers, Kim.
Focus on the prize.
7, 14, 25. Come on. 7, 14, 25. Oh, gosh.
See?
How can we never win? Hold on a second.
Because you keep scratching and people are choosing you. I know that you're all well-meaning people, you got to bring in the gambler. That's all I'm saying.
Final number 16. No.
Nothing. What about the fast cash?
All right, let me check the fast cash.
That
is
still win.
A trophy and a heart. I'm sorry, Kim, but congratulations on raising such a beautiful young woman.
Yeah, congratulations on all that success.
Thank you.
1-800-330-9999. Call and brag about your graduate, and we'll scratch one of these scratch-offs for them. Scratch it for the graduate. 1-800-330-9999. Tell us about your graduate. Brag, and we're going to scratch a scratch-off ticket in their honor. Nora.
My son, he recently graduated from UConn in finance.
That's great. Congratulations.
Exciting. Let's get some money.
What's he want to do next with his life?
Well, he actually got a job in IBM in New York.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Good job.
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
it's great
Nora.
Work. My uncle worked for IBM for decades. Loved it.
All right, proud mom. Here we go. I've got a $2 scratch off here. Would you like Raven to scratch it for you or for me, Anna, to scratch it for you?
I'd like Anna, please.
Okay.
You know, sooner or later, you got to win one, Anna.
Well, all right. All right,
you know, sooner or later. So, I mean, I understand the concept of continually to pick you because, you know, you say to yourself, how many times can one person lose in a row?
No, for me, it's a lot. I do not have luck with scratch-offs.
Come on.
All right,
keep it positive.
7, 16, and 14.
I like these numbers.
We got a winner.
All right. See?
All right. So, hold on. I'm not looking at how much it is yet.
Yeah. Because it's $10 million.
It only goes up to $10,000.
Okay.
So, let's see. 22. No. All right. 7. Okay, hold on. Don't go anywhere, Nora, because we do have a winner. I got to see how much it is.
What about fast cash?
26. Okay, we only have this one number that's a winner. Uh-huh. Let me check the fast cash. A crown does not win you anything, and a shooting star does not win you anything. All right, let's see how much it is. Ready?
All right, go.
On your mark. Get set?
Yep.
$4.
$4.
$4.
Oh, my gosh.
Congratulations, Nora. Scratch it for the graduate. 1-800-330-9999. Tell us why your 2025 high school or college graduate is so great. We got a stack of scratch-offs here. We'll scratch one off in their honor.
Could make you a winner. Claire, you got a graduate?
I do. His name is Jack. We're in Guilford. We moved here about 3 years ago. It was a tough move, and I feel like just by being himself, he is, like, won over everybody that he knows. He's just a really good kid, is really involved in theater and singing, and he gets up on stage and does things I'd never be brave enough to do. And he's going to University of Vermont in the fall.
That oh, that's great.
So exciting. I mean, a move in high school, really, really hard.
I know.
Hard,
we
right?
did it too, Claire. It's not easy.
For theater and to be a performer after that, too, is that's really, really great.
And UVM, a great school. We're going to visit soon, actually. That's great, Claire. All right, so I am covered in dust. I've had no luck so far with these scratch-offs. Do you want me to scratch for you or Raven?
You.
Okay.
Man, nobody wants this money, do they?
Nobody.
I don't know what's happening here. All right. Come on. Turn a winner.
All right,
let's
come
go,
on.
Anna.
All right. Our winning numbers... 27, 18, 26, 12. Come on. Come on.
Give me some money. Give me some money.
Yes.
Hold on. No?
No, my gosh.
Fast cash. What's the fast cash say? Fast cash.
Okay, we didn't get the numbers. Fast cash, you have a heart and a cherry. I'm sorry, Claire.
Well,
that's okay. Thank you.
Well, congratulations
on Jack. Thank God your
son's
brilliant anyways, right.
Jennifer, tell us about your graduate.
So my son just graduated from Dexter High School. He's highly functioning autistic, and he graduated from in a general classroom. And his senior year, he made straight A's and exempted all of his exams. And he's going to start the community college in fall to grab his basics. And then after his basics is done, or before his basics are finished, then he's going to figure out what it is he wants to do and go get after it.
I mean, what amazing accomplishment.
Yes.
For your son, but also for you and for you as a family, right? Like, what a great thing. Because I'm sure, you know, there were moments and times that, you know, it was in doubt or people may have doubted the process or whatever. I'm moved for you.
Definitely. Yeah, he's amazing. And he's had a rough past 9 years. His sister suffered a brain injury halfway through his childhood she still needs 24/7 care, but he's awesome. He's awesome.
You're right. He has life enhancement, and all of you do. Great work. All right. Who do you want to scratch this ticket for you? I'm going to be honest with you. Anna has struck out so far.
Three times. I've had no winners. Do you want me to scratch it for you, Jennifer, or would you like Raven to scratch it for you?
Okay, well, then let's give Raven a try. No offense, Anna.
There you go.
Here we go.
I don't blame you.
Come on, Pharaoh's Gold.
Come on, you got a better luck than me.
Come on, Pharaoh's Gold. We're going ticket number 55.
Okay, remember, in the middle, you have to win all numbers as an option, too.
Okay.
So winning numbers, win all numbers.
Our numbers are 21, 22, 11. We're going to save our fast cash and our win all numbers. 23, okay, 8, now the 19. Wait, hold on. Don't like that either. 18, no, 14. Okay, here we go. Fast cash. That's a necklace. Nope. That's a heart. No. Nope. Win all numbers. Win all numbers. 25. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right. I'm sorry, Jennifer. What is wrong with these tickets? Why do they sell
these tickets?
These
tickets are terrible, but your graduate is incredible.
Yeah. Congratulations to you and to your entire family.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a great day.
You too.
Take care.
Scratch it for the graduate. We want you to brag about your 2025 high school or college graduate, and then we're going to scratch off one of these tickets to see how much money they won.
Go ahead, Jack. Brag about your grad.
So she just graduated from Highland Park. She's worked all through her high school years. She's got a scholarship going to Washburn University in the fall, so I'm very proud. She got her CNA as well this year.
Wow.
So she's working two jobs and going to colleges in the fall. So
I mean, that's a lot, right?
Yeah.
Like, think about how driven you have to be, right? Because, you know, I mean, listen, I'm sure plenty of her friends are just running around having fun. And, you know, to find an interest like that, to work two jobs, do well enough at school to get into a college like that, and to be off and have goals, like, and getting certifications and whatnot during that time, too. I mean, wow, what a proud time for you. Great work.
She's done her college grad classes during high school as well, so she's already moved up almost out of all the prereqs, so she's very amazing.
Jack, don't you feel like our kids are so much smarter than we ever were?
I mean, that's the hope, right?
Yeah.
All these computers. These phones are amazing.
She's like, he's like, it's because of phones. Yeah. That's the reason why. I mean, it's true. If I had a calculator on my phone, it would have helped.
Well, but, you raised her good to have that kind of drive anyways. All right. We've got a scratch ticket here for you. Maybe we could turn a big winner now, Anna.
All right. So let's see, Jack. Who do you want to scratch your $2 scratch off? Me, Anna, or Raven?
Anna.
Okay.
I mean, what? It's a little bit hurtful at this point. All right. A lot of Anna today.
I'm sorry.
And that
it's all right. Never
I always
say
feel
sorry.
Bad.
Let's
I
get a winner.
Because,
you know, if she turns a winner, you're going to know exactly why you did it.
Oh, we got a winner. We got
all
a winner.
Right. All right.
Hold on. Let's see how. Oh, I'm not going to scratch how much yet. So far, I've matched number 26.
All right.
Match number 26. Only one number. 26.
What about the fast cash?
Let me see. The win all numbers is number 29. Nope. I only have 26. Fast cash, I have a star and a ring. No, so only this amount of money, and it is $5.
$5
for you, Jack.
All right, hold on, Jack. We're going to get your Venmo info.
Okay.
And congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Leah. Tell us about your graduate.
So my graduate is Whitney. She just graduated from Washington University in St. Louis, and she's going to be starting her PhD in chemistry at the University of Chicago in July.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Brilliant.
That's big stuff.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yes.
Yeah, big time. She's pretty much a smarty pants.
Yeah. well, you must be so proud. And I mean, PhD, wow.
We're very proud.
Bills. There's going to be some bills, yes. Right?
Like all right, that. Leah, so let's get to it. For all these bills and these degrees, we've got a $2 scratch off.
All right, but we can win 10 grand. All right, so let's make this a lucky scratch.
All right,
here.
So who do you want to scratch for you, me, Anna, or Raven?
Anna.
Okay.
I mean, all day.
Girl
all
power.
Day, they want me, Raven. What can
Everybody
I say?
Wants the girl power.
Yeah.
How right, much is that girl power numbers. Added up to so far? $5.
$5. All right, winning numbers, 6, 30, 8, and 1. Okay. Come on. Come on.
All right.
Come
this
on.
This could be good.
PhD. Come on.
PhD.
Oh, God, I thought that was a 1. It was an 11. Okay, hold on. 9.
All right.
I am covered in this scratch-up dust.
Yeah.
23.
Yeah.
29.
Come on.
All right, we didn't win any of
all right,
the numbers.
Come on, fast
Let's
cash.
Fast cash. Fast cash.
Cash first.
No, one is a necklace right, and the
that.
Other is a dumb ring.
All right, what about the thing that says win all?
No, that's the one. I didn't get it.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Leah, but congratulations on having an incredible daughter.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Oh, Mama.
Anna and Raven.
What did you do this week to earn your margarita? You can call 1-800-330-9999. Mommy's Margarita Friday is powered by 5-Hour Energy. Did you know that 5-Hour Energy can be ordered online? You can easily build your own custom 12 or 24 pack. Check it out today, 5hourenergy.com. Olivia.
I cleaned the bathroom for the first time in a month, and it has been scaring me. The kids have made it scary, and I just didn't want to look at it, and I finally just bit the bullet, and it looks so nice. I deserve that margarita.
Cleaning the bathroom has to be one of the worst chores. I don't know anybody that enjoys cleaning the toilet.
No. Listen, when you look at the divvy of the chores, when my wife and I clean the house together, and cleaning the house together definitely makes a difference, speeds everything up for sure. But somehow I always end up with the bathrooms. And so you know what I do, Anna?
What?
I take a really, really, really long time on one bathroom, and usually she gets impatient, and during that time, she'll do the second bathroom.
Okay.
So then I cut my bathroom time in half.
Seems fair.
Yeah, but bathrooms suck.
Well, you enjoy that margarita.
Thank you, and the clean bathroom.
And the clean bathroom, yep. Diane, what did you do this week to earn your margarita?
All right, so now I saw something on TV, and I actually rearranged all of our closets by color. So now when everyone goes to the closet, if they want a red outfit, they go to the beginning, orange, yellow, green. Like, I thought it was really interesting. And that was really hard to do. It took me all week. So I need a drink now, and I need a very colorful margarita, too, to go with the colorful closet scheme.
Do you know what's crazy? Stylist Lauren, she's a good friend of mine. She's a stylist.
Mm.
So she came over my house. And remember when that lady was really popular? What was her name?
Marie Kondo. Was that it?
Where,
it doesn't bring you joy.
It doesn't bring you joy. But she also did this thing, and it was a tip where in your drawers, instead of just piling all your shirts, folding them and piling them, you roll them and you put them by color. So if you go into my drawers, everything is color coordinated, rolled, so I could see every single shirt. I have, you know what? I'll take a picture of it and I'll post it on our Instagram at Anna and Raven so you can see it. It was a game changer. There were shirts that, first of all, you never wear because somehow they get tossed in the back. You could see all the different colors. When you're looking for a specific color, instead of rumbling through and making a mess, it's right there. It's so easy to keep up. I've had it for years now. I love it.
Well, you enjoy that margarita and maybe try that next.
Awesome.
Gina, Mommy's Margarita Friday. What did you do this week to earn your margarita?
I'm a bride and I just finalized my final vendor for my wedding.
All right. Congratulations.
That's a big deal.
Thank you. It was so stressful. They say that wedding is planning is stressful, and I always just kind of like, I was like, oh, it sounds like fun, and now I get it, and I am so excited. It's over. That part is done, and I know there's more to be done. I'm just so excited.
I was going to say, you hired all the people. Now you still have to do the prep, but you hired the people, and that is a huge part of it, so congrats.
The chips then fall. Like, once you start and you book that venue, then everything else is like, all right, now I got to do this. Now
that's
I
how you
this.
Remember it?
That's how I remember. I remember having a literal binder.
Yeah.
Do brides still have binders by any chance?
Yeah, we've got, but now it's kind of more in, like, apps and stuff. So.
Yeah, but you got to open all the maps up at once and look at them all at once to make sure that everything, all those I's are dotted, those T's are crossed. You got a long way on this journey there. Good luck. Now, weddings are like that. You can make 100 choices or you can make 10,000. It's really up to you how many you want to make, right? So you got some big things done, and that's something to be happy about.
Right, so enjoy that margarita.
For sure.
Thanks, guys.
What couple?
I don't want to keep dealing with my sister and all of the drama it's causing.
Isn't that the stupidest thing you ever heard?
One problem.
To name the baby Clifford and demand that we change our dog's name.
You decide the outcome.
Yeah, thank you. I love the audience for that.
Will be a fun story, hopefully, to us in a few years.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Couples Court is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Getting 10% off your first month of online therapy at BetterHelp.com/Anna and Raven. Freddie and Maria. Maria, let's start with you. What's going on?
Okay. My husband and I were at my son's baseball game, and his girlfriend ran up to him in front of everyone and tried to kiss him on the mouth, which is so disrespectful. He's just a child, and it's totally disrespectful to everyone around and us.
So what happened, though, exactly? You're at the baseball game, and she just walks up and wants to kiss him, or what? Like, what's the context here?
Yeah, on the mouth.
Oh, you know, I got that. But, Freddie, why are you and Maria having a disagreement?
What transpired?
Well, the boys won the game. I mean, it was just an emotional moment. You know, the girl's happy for her boyfriend, my son. You know, they're champions now. She runs up. She didn't get there. She didn't get to give the kiss because, you know, Maria stepped in, and that was that. She put the blockade and the cold ice on it. So I was like, hey, what's the problem? I mean, do you remember the kiss that you gave me when, you know, in front of my frat boys when we won the intramural game? You remember that kiss?
Okay.
Well, that's different than being 14, I guess.
But... Oh, wait. So, Maria, you physically put yourself between your son and his girlfriend?
Yes. Freddie, you're talking about fraternities. We were in college. They're only 14.
Your son, his baseball game, they win the championship. The little girlfriend runs up to give him a kiss.
Yes, and I blocked it right away because how disrespectful is that?
And now, what did your son say about you getting in the middle of them?
He said that was so cringe and I embarrassed him, but she was trying to disrespect me and our whole family.
Okay.
Okay.
How long has this girlfriend been around? They're 14, I guess.
I mean, does it matter when they're 14?
I don't know.
Well, oh, they're almost married. They've been dating for a year. Who cares? You either got a problem with it because she's 14 or you don't, right? I mean, like, listen, let's not be naive. The second you guys weren't around, she kissed him on the lips. If that's what she was going to do at the baseball game, it's not like she waited for that moment. So we're not really stopping anything. So this is about the public display is what I'm guessing, and it just being in your face.
I'm with Maria. It was disrespectful. It's disrespectful.
Yeah, it is. On the other hand, like, listen, man, I mean, think about that. At 14, like, what's that do? Like, that's trauma. If you're, I don't know, that's trauma for their relationship. I mean, that's a real thing.
I don't know. I feel like Maria was put in a situation that she just reacted as any mother felt at the moment she would. I don't know what I would have done.
I don't know
there.
If that's every mother. That's what
not,
Maria did.
Not every mother.
That's what Maria did.
Yeah.
If it was every mother, we wouldn't be here.
All right. So you know what? And Freddie, I'm going to guess you're upset and your son's upset about the whole thing.
Yeah. I was like, let the boy have his moment. It's like he's getting a quick kiss and it's like, hey. Okay, now then we can have a conversation later on about appropriate behavior, whatever.
Agree.
Just, you know, we got the curfew, we got everything else locked down. It's like, mm-hmm. that was in front of us, so.
So, I mean, 14-year-old girl, does she take off running, crying? What happens, and what do we want to happen now?
Well, she ran away, she walked away, sulking, disappointed. My boy's ticked off. He's sulking because, you know, mom
congratulations you just
moment.
Won the championship right
yeah. All right.
Moment and destroyed
all right well, it was Maria wrong to physically put herself between her 14-year-old son and the girlfriend so the girlfriend wouldn't kiss him on the lips.
1-800-330-9999 whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court.
She just jumped right in between them. She's like, don't even think about kissing my son, girl.
I mean, imagine that moment, right? Where you know, your mother actually thrusts herself in between you and your little 14-year-old girlfriend.
I mean, as a mom, I understand sometimes you don't know what to do, so you go with impulse. It's not always the right decision.
Yeah.
I don't know. So Maria, though, is sticking to her guns on it. She says that her son had won a whatever championship baseball game that he was playing at 14 years old. The girlfriend, they're all on the field celebrating. The 14-year-old girlfriend goes to kiss him on the lips, and she puts herself in between to block it because she says it's embarrassing because he's a child and mm-hmm. it's in public. And Freddie, a.k.a. dad, is like, oh, my gosh, you humiliated this entire family.
Well, I mean, Maria sounds like very over the top, like upset, right? Like, not only is it insulting, it's disrespectful, but again, you know, there's a lot of me going on in the conversation. And, you know, I get it. Maria probably doesn't want to see that, but she's a little naive to think that maybe it wouldn't happen. And in such a big moment, to take that away, well, I don't know if that's the best way to go.
But she felt like it was right as a parent at the time to stop it.
Still feels like it's right.
Right. What do you think, Fran? Whose side are you on?
I am on not Maria's side. I don't think she was right getting in between her son and the son's girlfriend for a congratulatory kiss.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a bummer, right, for your son. It's a moment you can't get back, that's for sure. I understand why it's upsetting for her, but, like, you kind of got to wrap your head around this, right, Maria?
Well, it's not like they were going to be making out on the field.
Right.
You know, she just wanted to congratulate him, was very excited. The atmosphere was, everybody was very happy mm-hmm. and celebrating. It was, that's all it was meant to be.
Right.
I think mom kind of overreacted and maybe is a little overprotective.
Took Fran right back to her little league or softball championship with her boyfriend.
Right. She's kissing everybody. If your 14-year-old son had just won a baseball championship and his girlfriend, also 14 years old, was coming over to kiss him on the mouth and you saw it happening, as a mom, would you physically use your body to block it? Couples Court verdict is powered by 5-Hour Energy. Did you know 5-Hour Energy can be ordered online? You can easily build your own custom 12 or 24 pack. Check it out today, 5hourenergy.com.
You know what? The only situation that would be more crazy is if I was there to witness it, right? Like if you were there seeing this situation where this mother throws herself in between, and not for nothing, I haven't met Maria, but she sounds small. And so she could be about the same size as her 14-year-old son and the 14-year-old girlfriend thrusting herself in between. What did she do it with her hand?
Maria says she was standing right there when the girlfriend went in for the kiss, and she blocked it because she thought it was very embarrassing.
Disrespectful.
And disrespectful to all the adults that were standing there. And her husband, Freddie, and their son were so embarrassed and said she's cringe.
Yeah.
What do you think? What would you have done? 1-800-330-9999. Debbie, whose side are you on?
I'm on the dad's side. I mean, how was that rude and disrespectful to the mom and the family? She was congratulating him. It's not like she dropped down and, you know, did anything else.
Thank God.
Kiss on the lips, and what's the big deal?
Yeah, a peck on the lips is not like, you know, some passionate kiss or whatever. Like, listen, if it had been all that, I would have been like, whoa! You know, I would have said something at that point. But a peck on the lips is not much. And you can really hear it, though. Maria is upset. I think this is like her son is growing up, and she doesn't want people to see that or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she's attached, and
that's
our son. That's my little boy. She kept saying it's disrespectful to me and our whole family.
It's not disrespectful.
Yeah.
No, it's not disrespectful at all.
Thanks,
that
Debbie.
Shows,
Thanks, Jesus. Debbie will kiss anyone.
You got it, guys.
Yeah. Hi, it's Kaz. I just have to say, it was very interesting how the woman got in the way of them. It's not like the girl and the boy were hooking up in front of everybody.
Yeah.
It's just the fact that she wanted to give him a kiss to say congrats, and I think the mom actually made it a lot worse.
Yeah.
And since she just got there and gave him a kiss, I think that's fine. If she was making out with him, that's the problem.
Demi, whose side are you on?
I'm on the father's side. How cringe for the mom to do that. How embarrassing. He just won the championship.
They're going to remember that moment for that, which is kind of a bummer, right? Like, I mean, it was a big moment, and the kiss thing could have been a cool thing, but instead, years later, you're still going to remember that time your mom jumped in between you and your girlfriend. I mean, it's wild,
exactly.
Right? It's wild.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Freddie, our audience agreed with you. Maria, I understand why you were frustrated. I agree with you that it was disrespectful, but the audience felt that at that moment you just got to let it happen and let the chips fall where they may.
I don't agree.
Well, clearly.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe just the timing, right? A conversation after would have been, you know, good. I get what you're saying. You know, that's not what you want to project, and you felt like it was disrespectful. And, you know, maybe addressing it after, though, would, you know, have a better situation for your son. He'd be less embarrassed. But obviously, what's done is done. Fred, here you are. Sorry, not sorry. I don't know what this does for you and your son, but there it is.
Well, now we're going to have the conversation quicker than I wanted to. So it is what it is. That's what's going to have to be done.
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email. CouplesCourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven Cash Jackpot is $100 thanks to NHTSA. Crashes can happen to even the safest of drivers. That's where driver assistance technologies like automatic high beams come in. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/driver tech. Paid for by NHTSA. Maria, are you ready to play today?
Yes.
Okay, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it, Maria. Good luck.
Thank you.
Raven is going to walk out of here. That door is going to close. He's not going to be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions, Maria. You have about 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in. He gets the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes.
Number one, Oprah Winfrey is the richest celebrity on Forbes' list of America's richest self-made women. She is from Mississippi. What is the capital of Mississippi?
Jackson.
Number two, Tommy Boy Fest is coming to Ohio. It's a festival based on the movie turning 30 years old. What late actor played Tommy Boy?
Chris Farley.
Number three, Dolly Parton says the one food she needs to eat every single day is potatoes. Spell potatoes, plural.
P-O-T-A-T-O-E-S.
Number four, Nick Jonas will play Paul Stanley in a Kiss biopic called Shout Out Loud. Which Disney Channel movie made Nick Jonas and his brothers even more famous?
Camp Rock.
Number five, Tom Cruise set a Guinness World Record for most burning parachute jumps by an individual while filming Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. He did it 16 times. Whose couch did he jump on when he fell in love with Katie Holmes?
Oprah Winfrey.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
All 5 for Maria.
Wow.
All right, Maria, so here's the good news. Even if Raven gets all 5 too, you're going to come back for Redemption Week, and that's when we have 5 contestants that all tied Raven with 5, their chance to go ahead and try to beat him again. Sound good?
Awesome.
I think you're number 3 or 4. I got to double check. All right, Raven, let's see if we can just give Maria $100 and call it a day right now.
Let's go.
Number one, Oprah Winfrey is the richest celebrity on Forbes' list of America's richest self-made women. She is from Mississippi. What's the capital of Mississippi?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, this would be amazing.
As soon as you say it, I'm going to be so mad at myself.
Hurry up. What's the capital of Mississippi?
Is it Jackson?
I don't even know if I should give that to you.
What do you mean you shouldn't give it to me?
Is it Jackson?
Yeah, it's Jackson. Thank
Number
you.
Two. Tommy Boy Fest is coming to Ohio. It's a festival based on the movie turning 30 years old. What late actor played Tommy Boy?
It was Chris Farley.
Yes. Number three, Dolly Parton says the one food she needs to eat every single day is potatoes. Spell potatoes, plural.
P-O-T-A-T-O-E-S.
Yes. Number four, Nick Jonas will play Paul Stanley in a Kiss biopic called Shout It Out Loud. Which Disney Channel movie made Nick Jonas and his brothers even more famous?
Camp Rock.
And number five, Tom Cruise set a Guinness World Record for the most burning parachute jumps by an individual while filming Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. Did it 16 times.
I mean, what?
Whose couch did he jump on when he fell in love with Katie Holmes?
Oprah's.
Yeah. All right, Maria, you're going to come back and you're going to play him again, all right?
Okay. This is Maria and I can't beat Raven.
All right, thanks, Maria. Hold on.
Great game. Enjoy that shirt. We'll meet again.
I mean, are you serious with Jackson, Mississippi?